Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity, joining you in another episode, and you're joining me in this episode of the Daily Energize. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be here joining me. Maybe you're just sitting and listening to this, or you're driving, or showering, or washing dishes, or who knows what. But thank you for being here and joining me. So I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Let's keep shining our beautiful light with the world. Because guess what? You do have that beautiful light. Let it shine and let it shine. Too good to keep a secret, right? So let it shine. All right, well, today's episode is about definitions. Now, this might seem a little bit different episode, but, you know, I like doing different things. And it raised my awareness once I thought of this. Now, this is nothing new. I didn't create this or anything. I just became aware of it and brought it into my life. And I was reintroduced to it. I was reacquainted with it recently. And that's definitions. How often do we define things in our life? Define things using our language, our vernacular. I was speaking at an organization, at a company, about ethics and values. And I mentioned, the first thing we did is have them define in small groups what is their definition of ethics and what's their definition of values. So at least we get a starting page, right? And then we could go from there, see where they're at. And then I could share, you know, what the dictionary say about it. And we can come together and see how it all lines up and see what works and make it relatable. I know, ethics, values can be a dry topic, but we try to make it fun and impactful. Hopefully we did. We being me and the people in the room. But in any case, it made me think, definitions. When was the last time we defined things in our life that are meaningful to us? So, okay, if you're a spouse, what's your definition of a spouse? Of being a father or a mother or grandparent? Right? Some of those might seem pretty easy to define. But then what if we get to bigger, broader categories? Like, what's my definition of a friend? Ooh, okay, now that could turn a little tricky, because my definition of a friend and your definition of a friend, they might be exactly the same, but most likely they have similar connections, but vary on different aspects, and that's okay. What's my definition of a friend? What's your definition of an ideal place to work or an ideal job? How do you define some of your beliefs? So what do you believe in? What are your values specifically? Not just defining values, but what about your specific values? How would you define that? And what I thought was a very interesting assignment that I was challenged with when I was growing our business and putting it in. It's something I need to probably come back and just relelook at and, you know, refamiliarize myself with and make sure that it's all in alignment, is defining the terms that we use in our business. So at Jones and Four, all right, what's our definition of energy sovereignty? What's our definition as a Jones and Four definition of energizer, of positivity, of being yourself, of awareness and action, right? Positivity and abundance, responding with love. It could be words, it could be phrases, it could be a sentence, it could be a thought, a feeling, but what's our definition of it? And when I was creating those, yeah, sure, they were similar to others, but it had our language to it. It had the language of the energizers, of our community in it. So now when I talk and share, I try to use those definitions often, or at least when appropriate, I bring them in. So now that you as an energizer, well, you hear those things and you get to know, oh yeah, positivity and abundance, right? There's positivity everywhere, right? There's negativity everywhere, but there's positivity and there's abundance, and I could sail in these two seas. I'll respond with love. That means I get to share light and love and try not to judge other people, that I get to help and support them. Yeah, you can hear those things, and then you know our definition of it, or the feeling we get from it that hopefully gives you, and then you can come up with your own definition. So I know yesterday I challenged you in yesterday's episode to look at the things you do that are on autopilot. Well, today I'm going to challenge you to define some of the things that you use to identify yourself with. What are the things you identify yourself as? You know, maybe it's a spouse, you know, husband, wife, partner, fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Maybe it's a friend, brother, sister, whoever. What are some of those labels that you identify with, and how do you define that? And know that as you define some of those might be easier, some might be more tricky. As you start to expand out, you might realize it's tricky to have a definition for it. Because you're like, it's this feeling, or it's like this, but you can't quite put it into concrete or succinct words. So I invite you to take some time to think about those things and see if you can make it concise and clear to you. Because when you do, it solidifies your belief in it, strengthens it, and helps you shine even brighter. So I invite you to take some time and try to define some of those things about you. All right, I love you. I appreciate you. Keep shining your amazing light with the world. And until next time, I'll catch you later.